The delegation's visit to Asantiman was to forge closer Ghanaian and UK trade diplomatic relations. The UK High Commissioner to Ghana, Ian Walker, was accompanied by the UK Prime Minister's envoy to Ghana, Adam Efiye, head of trade to Ghana, Peter Courtney, head of mining Department for International Trade in the UK, Craig Silas, and the trade advisor for Ghana, Selom Daka. Mr. Walker explained that Ghana and the UK have a common value and history. As such, there is a need to look forward into the future for growth and development. He said the UK is focused in areas of infrastructure, investment, social housing and energy.
Our commitment is to not just talk about the last 60 years and beyond of the UK-Ghana history, but to look well into the future and to say that actually it's our common interests, it's our common values that bind us together. With Adam here, we're really focusing on areas around infrastructure, around investments in areas around social housing, in areas around energy. And with your team and with other people such as the Mayor and the Regional Minister, we're looking to continue those conversations so we can turn some of the good ideas into practice.
The UK Prime Minister's envoy to Ghana, Adam Efiye, described the history of the Ghana-UK relation as long, warm, deep and respectful. He assured of UK's commitment to infrastructure development in the like of the roads and railway sector. The Asante Inetumfo said Tutu noted that Britain coming to Ghana after Brexit is opportune. There is, however, the need for proper negotiations before engaging in any form of partnerships. He added that Ghana is saturated with external loans and as such cannot use its sovereign guarantee for now. Otufose Tutu suggested that it is imperative for investors to site industries in Ghana that can add value to export earnings and create employment for Ghanaians. The Asantini further explained that the terms negotiated in the past with investors who engage in any form of mining can no longer be tenable.
We also want to get out of it and then be able to run our economy properly. And the only way we can do that is to partner people who are prepared to accept us and then mutually beneficial help us all to do it together. We want the industries here. So if we have bauxite and we want to do it, we are not going to give the concession to someone to take it away. We would own the concession and we partner with you so that we can mutually do it together, set up the refinery, everything here through the processing and then export. Vesta has money. We also, who had the resources, also have money. And then we create employment for our people. So those are some of the things. So now, Britain after EU, Brexit, coming back to us is very opportune because we want you to come back. But this time, let us negotiate properly, sit down properly, identify if we want roads, railways.
Otumfose Tutu explained that if an investor is given a concession for bauxite mining, the partnership will have to be mutually beneficial to both parties, where, for example, a refinery could be set up for the processing and export of the finished products.
Georgina Mankuma filed that report.